Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinking Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Got some meats on the show. There's two things we love in this world: drinking and meats.
Right.
Fucking is probably third on that list. Oh, sorry about that, Shelley. if you thought you were on a different show, you're not. You're definitely on Drinking Bros.
No, you're welcome. Shelley's from the boot campaign and surrounded by military people all the time. I'm pretty sure she's used to hearing some bullshit.
Oh, I know. She was in the background. We were doing some other bullshit before. Yeah. So we know that we can say that around Shelley. Shelley's cool. She's drinking. For Christ's sakes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's coffee.
We're good to go. We're good to go. Now, with you, Mossberg, I'm surprised. You were a tiny man for how much meat you kill. You were a little tiny man. I mean, it's just we had to put you up on some things here. You're killing elk. I'm looking at your website here from Mountain Primal. You're killing elk.
So the one guy that showed up with a check is the one that we put in the shitty chair that doesn't work properly.
I'm sitting on a phone book right now because this fucking chair is so if I'm squirming, it's not hemorrhoids. Yeah.
Well, maybe by the end of the show with that bullshit.
We said when he came out, I was like, dude, that's the first thing I'm going to say is you were a very small man, freakishly small. If you're watching at home on YouTube, and I hope this isn't a two-shot right here.
It is.
I'm sitting next to a midget. I feel like I'm sitting next to the guy who played Webster.
You actually look about the same on the monitor there.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Bro, I told you. He's just got really good hair. I'm going to pull you out of that chair.
I'm a mountain of a man, pun intended. I'm surprised we look even close to each other because you are very, very tiny.
So the pun is Mountain Primal. It's the meat company that I won't shut the fuck up about.
Yes. Dan talks about it all the time.
Yeah.
I've had it a million times because Dan's always like, dude, come over and have some elk, It's the best.
Yeah.
It is the very best meat on the planet. Is that where Rogan's getting it from? Like, he's not out fucking killing shit all the time, is he?
He's pretty much killing shit all the time.
Is he really?
Yeah, we sent him some of our fuel sticks. They had those in the studio really good, before they moved, and I think they need to get restocked. So,
yeah, look, your company, it's one of those things where it's like, once you know about it and you start buying the meats, then you really can't go back anymore, and it sucks. Like, I tried to have a normal bullshit steak out of a grocery store in North Carolina
the vending
last week.
Machine.
Yeah, basically.
Jesus
basically.
Christ.
I mean, it's like process. It is factory process shit.
Yeah,
no attention to detail.
It's got the pink slime on there.
Yeah. And my wife, who's a fantastic cook, she was like, what do you think of this steak? And I was like, look, it is not you. This is this bullshit meat that I got here. And the problem was I just had some meat at Dan's house, and I was like, shit. I don't know how you go back after having yours in real life. Obviously, you feel the same way. When did you start this company?
We started in 2014, but it took a little while to get the wheels spinning, you know, having animals that grow for a long time. So we sold our first cuts of meat in 2015.
Yeah, because it's hard. It's the shipping process of it, right? Dan and I have gone through this a lot on this show.
It's the same thing with meal prep. Mm-hmm. Any kind of shipping of food like that is going to be a problem, right? Not a problem. It's just something you got to deal
with. No, it's a major pain in the ass. Yeah.
Because it's got to be frozen. And if you're not there on the delivery
everybody's like, can you guys ship fresh cuts? And we're like, no, we can't.
Yeah, but it's flash frozen. I mean, it's...
Yeah, no, it's...
It's not like it's been sitting in a freezer for 30 days before they send it out to you.
But a lot of restaurants say that they're selling you fresh cuts, but pretty much all that meat's been frozen before, too. It does absolutely nothing to the meat damage it.
Well, if you think it does, just buy one steak off of his website and eat it and tell me if it tastes damaged to you, because I promise you it won't.
I know. And if you go to the website, if you go to Mountain Primal, I'm staring at it right now because, goddamn, whoever did your website knocked it out of the park.
Thanks.
You got the American Highland Beef.
Wait, you said thanks. Did you do the website?
Yeah, did you?
My eyeballs did. No, I don't know how to do any of that code stuff.
No, hell no.
The American Highland Beef, American Berkshire Pork, Bison Union. Bison, is that birds?
Yeah.
No birds. Shit.
No shit.
Yeah, it's the only place. It's the only place you can buy Bird Coon's bison.
Yeah, the only people he'll deal with in regards to bison.
Bird is very. He's a moody guy.
Yeah,
he's moody. Let's just say that. Right.
He's very particular.
Yeah, he's very particular about
the fact that he's working with you must mean he likes you because he doesn't like anybody else.
He is.
He is if you're friends with him. If you're not, you're just like, oh shit, does that guy want to kill me?
Well, maybe he does.
He gets misunderstood probably. He's a pretty serious guy, but you know.
He's intense sometimes, but the other time, the rest of the time, I mean, he's been on this show a lot.
Oh, he's 50, 60 times?
He's
Bird from TV.
He's quite a goof.
If you want to change that this one, the Bison Union Bison, and then just put a picture of Bert's
Bison.
Bert's Bison, but Bert from TV approves this. And with a thumbs up on it, like right on the website, I think that would help sell more.
He's pretty good with that design stuff, so maybe I'll give him a call and have him whip something up.
Well, he's got that.
He's got the kids' book.
The kids' book, yeah. That's the moose or whatever the fuck. I think he's... I don't know what the thing is called though, because I think he just released some more recently. But yeah, it's been pretty successful.
I would know. My kids don't know how to read, so
You shouldn't teach them either.
No.
Reading is for bullshit. That's just
it makes bullshit. You smart.
Yeah. Who wants that? I'm looking at the rest of your meats here. Forgive me for drooling here. Jesus Christ! You got bacon. You got ground beef. New York strip. And these are pretty cheap. Like the New York strip is $13.99. We went to a restaurant last night for real. We blew.
Well, they don't come cooked.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But like that meat we had last night was pretty good.
Yeah,
but
it
doesn't look as good as this.
No.
And we paid goddamn near $1,000 last night on that bill.
Like, yeah,
it was a high ribeye. You got filet mignon. You got breakfast sausage. What's the difference between breakfast sausage and others just sausage?
You know, breakfast sausage has got the maple kind of flavoring in it and some of those breakfast spices.
Yeah, look at that.
Eat it with biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get started. Put in your tortillas.
Well, here that's what we do is it's tacos here.
It's tacos here.
Every day.
I'm a tortilla guy.
You like the corn of the flour tortilla?
Flour.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Shelly, which way do you swing?
Every day?
Where do you go?
For breakfast.
For what? Breakfast?
Tortillas, dude. For the breakfast
flour, burritos. For sure.
Okay, there you go.
Fucking white people, man.
No, that's exactly what you do, Shelly. Roasted. I'm with you, Shelly.
You get roasted in Austin for that shit. But
I'm with you.
They're all pussies, so it's not that bad,
right? Too, isn't it? Right.
That's true. I mean, a taco technically is a corn tortilla, typically, right?
But they just don't taste as good as flour, though.
Flour's got fat in it.
Yeah.
Corn is for poor people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for real. I mean, shit. Corn's for poor people.
Well, it's for elk. Hey, man, eat this.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have the best ingredients, obviously.
For sure. You've got ground elk here on your website, and you've got beef.
That's one that I buy all the time, by the way.
That's the one, yeah.
I buy the ground elk. Actually, during when the Texas freeze happened, with these severely unprepared for actual human weather, people got surprised by all that shit. I made a bolognese for the office one day out of your elk.
Yeah.
Ground elk. It was really good.
It for real is the best meat I've ever had.
Yeah.
Cause again, a lot of people send us stuff through the mail and it's a fucking mess, man. By the time it shows up, either the box is falling out at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's wet. It's soggy because of the ice or whatever. You're the only meat company that seems to have figured it out.
We've tested,
how long? Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say tested how long. All that stuff.
Yeah.
It took us well over a year to come up with our packaging system. So
yeah. I would imagine, man, because most people who are getting into that game, they can never figure out the shipping element of it.
Yeah, well, we just kind of treat it like a game ourselves. You know, we'd like make these boxes, hang them from a rope in the shop at the ranch, and let the guys take turns whacking it with a baseball bat. And,
no shit. Yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the meat in it.
It's basically like that.
Because when you see the shippers, how they handle it, they like each box like a bowling ball.
The opening scene is like the opening scene of Ace Ventura. Yeah. Remember when he's kicking that fucking package down the hallway?
It happened
last
week. I nearly choked the guy out. He was coming to pick all of our boxes up that were going out.
Yeah.
And he literally does the Ace Ventura, throwing them into the truck.
No, sir.
Do you hunt and kill all this yourself?
No.
It's all
USDA process.
You don't typically hunt cows, dude. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
I teed them up. That was the way out of the little man's disease. And you should have said yes. I kill all of my meat with my fucking bare hands.
Yeah, you strangle each cow.
No, we use a spear. Haven't you seen the logo?
Like Leonidas,
6 foot tall spear. Yeah.
He's running a Roman phalanx in this fucking.
We'll get him right in the throat, so we don't waste any meat. Yeah. So
hey,
you know.
You don't want them to see it coming because it fouls the meat, right?
Yeah.
If they get scared.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
They get all kinds of bad cortisol.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Strangling's probably not the best idea.
No.
I mean, it worked on Aaron Hernandez, but he did it to himself.
Exsanguination. Is what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Exsanguination.
Yeah. Draining that blood out. I had some blood drained this morning because I have high hemocrit, and this woman continuously ruins my arm. Like every
is that
time,
what it is? Yeah. Every time you come in, you've got a black arm for like a week.
Every time she comes in to do it, like I have high red blood cell count, so I get a pint of blood taken out about every month, right? And this is every month for about a week. I've got a huge black mark on my arm. I don't know if it's worth it. I should just die.
Yes, dude. Die.
I should have died a long time ago, to be honest. No, minor inconveniences are all it takes for me to die now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Is that the cure once a month?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can be doing?
I mean, not really, because I take TRT as well. And if I'm not going to stop doing that, I'm also not going to stop eating red meat. Right. So this is the cure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
How does one get into this in the first place?
Yeah. What did you do before?
I've had kind of an interesting life for sure. So a lot of the things that I did in my life kind of set me up to be able to pull this shit off.
Right. You've killed someone. You look like a guy who's killed someone.
What are you, a cop? Fuck out of here.
Get a close-up.
There's something in your eyes, and I'm like, that motherfucker's killed somebody, dude. He's killed somebody.
He's just jealous. His only real goal in life, I don't think he cares what happens to his kids when they grow up. He just wants to kill somebody before he dies.
I want
to
murder someone, but it's for something.
I think we're going to go downtown Austin later tonight.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not that. It's like dancing. It's for a minor inconvenience where it's like somebody that cuts you off.
Or a cyclist. Let's be real. When you finally snap, it's going to be a cyclist.
It's going to be multiple.
Cyclist with a mask on.
Yeah. Like, what are you hiding from there, buddy?
Multiple cyclists is what it's going to be. And I'm going to go the full France on that. But in my truck.
Yep.
That's who I want to murder. It's not like I want to sit out in the woods for 3 days.
Let's just say if I have, I wouldn't tell you right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not on the air. Come on.
Well, somebody has. Somebody has in real life. We had to scrap that episode, but
yeah, that is true.
Totally kidding. But in all sincerity, like you said, you had an interesting life. Did you know you wanted to do this growing up?
Not necessarily, but we started making moves in our life to kind of create a certain lifestyle. And the best way to explain it is like by us selling the meat and putting these products out there, it allows us to live the lifestyle and to create the cycle over and over again. So, you know, living on the ranch, living in Western Colorado, kind of living that life that it's not an adventure that you go out on. Like you're not going on a ranching trip like you would a hunting trip. You just are living the life every single day, 7 days a week. So that's what we were looking for.
Because a lot of people watch like Yellowstone and they're like, great, man. I think
those people
could
have
do
killed
that.
Somebody.
Sure. Quite a few, actually.
Yeah.
But you know, most like hipsters and they're like, oh, shit, I could do that. No, you couldn't.
I mean, we've had some musicians out to the ranch, not Ryan Bingham, but other people that may remain nameless. Yeah.
They didn't do so well is what you're implying.
Yeah, we had too much fun a couple of times. But
Look.
They're still invited back.
It's a stressful job.
It is.
And you got to blow some steam off, right?
Yeah.
What time do you get up in the morning and start getting after it?
I'm usually up by 5 a.m. unless I've been doing a long lot of driving or something like that, and then I'll try to catch up on sleep. But yeah, 5 a.m.
And what time do you go to bed?
Oh, probably 11.
Shit.
So I usually wake up around 10 a.m. Not gonna lie, but I don't go to sleep until like 2 or 3 or 4 sometimes.
Same. I
stay up late. The only time that somebody's not blowing me the fuck up is late at night, so we write a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't. There's just no way to do it during those daytime periods. Plus, I'm at my house. High as shit, right?
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yep.
It's a lot more conducive to a creative environment than being here with fucking Florida man over there staring at me the whole time.
Yeah. Florida man's over there,
fake
dude.
Fake Dan. I want everybody to light fake Dan up because he keeps trying. All day he's been on this bullshit about how Florida man is a construct. It's not real. It's only like one or two people or whatever the fuck. No. The first guy was out right in Miami and he ripped somebody's fucking face off. God damn it.
Yeah. What? Are you mic up here so you can defend yourself?
No, he can't defend himself.
He can't.
He can't defend himself. He can mic up. He just can't defend himself.
You're supposed to Google your birthday and Florida man and see what pops up.
Right. It'll be.
Is that real?
Let's
I'll
do
look
it.
That up right now.
Pull that up, Bob.
Yeah. Pull that up, Bob.
Google your birth date.
Yep.
And then a Florida Man after it. Who? It doesn't matter. Just make one up.
Let's see. Mine is 225.91.
Nope.
So go.
Nope.
Go with that one.
Nope.
Bob, 225.
You're off by about 40 years there, brother.
No.
You are old as shit. You'll be dead.
What's the first one that pops up there?
That was my birthday.
Hold on. Oh, of course. No, do your birthday, Hot Bob. Not the fucking people on the show. Come on, man. Come on. You're better than that. What is your birthday?
The day before yours.
Okay. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Shit. Happy birthday.
Florida man charged with battery after allegedly throwing cookie at girlfriend. Now, come on, man. What's the smallest item you can throw at somebody and not be charged with a crime?
That was the second one.
What's the first one?
Oh, he's got a fucking face tat.
Florida man charged with trying to join Islamic militants. Both are equally awesome.
Can you put that on the screen and then scroll down to the picture of this young man?
Yeah. Pop him up there.
Because he's not looking too hot. Where was it? What happened?
When you get down to some of these janky articles, they usually switch it up on you for...
I mean, this is TaiwanNews.com.
Big fan of their work. I read it every morning. I used to get it delivered to the house. Stop doing that. But
click images. Yeah. Put his name in and then click images.
Let's see this guy. Yeah, just the image. Let's see the image. Bring him up.
Well, that's certainly...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That looks about what I expected. Looks exactly who
So he's not the guy with fucking face tattoos then.
That's a hard one to determine.
I mean, he might have some, but he wasn't the guy that I was going for.
No. That's about what I expected. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, that's your birthday.
Yeah, 33. Crazy.
No, you're not 33. Yeah. No. No,
same,
not at all.
Same.
No.
Same. Just tied Jesus this year. So.
Anyways, back to the fucking actual show we're doing here. So it happens. We've been drinking midday.
We're drinking now.
Yeah.
Shit.
So you said you've lived an interesting life. Tell me about that, because I want to hear, because we recently had an author on named James Altucher, right? He's a really smart guy. And he talks
great
about...
Show, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show. He talks about having... a lot of micro skills,
yeah,
like will help you quote unquote skip the line. That's the name of his book, Skip the Line. Like, you don't have to wait in line and pay your dues and all that bullshit. If you figure out a lot of micro skills, you can apply them at a macro level and blow the doors off of people easily.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about, running the meat company, running the ranch, is that there's all kinds of different things that it takes that a lot of modern people just aren't used to, aren't accustomed to, long hours, weird days, bad weather. Sunshine, trailers, hauling trucks, moving animals, and a lot of that stuff it just seemed easy for me. So based on the things that I did in my life. So
what did you do in your life?
Well,
after you killed whoever you killed, what did you do in your life?
Whomever. Yeah.
Of course.
It's fine. The murder part's fine, but the other part.
Yeah. So after you killed.
Let's get the English right.
After you killed whoever you did kill. And they probably deserved it, so they deserved it, right?
Well,
yeah.
We're not making
then
any
what did
judgments.
You? What did you do that was so crazy?
Well, it's not that crazy. I mean, it's just hunting and fishing, northern Minnesota, getting thrown in a duck blind when you're 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
Just different kind of hardships that we grew up with. You know, kids of the modern era don't grow up like kids of the 1970s, 1980s did.
For
so,
sure.
Living with kind of a crazy old man that was always looking for an adventure.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest,
growing up in a male-centric household.
You grew up outside of Minneapolis, right?
Yeah.
Even a lot, even today, actually, a lot of the lefties in the Twin Cities have generational history of going hunting.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
It's kind of like Vermont, where most even lefty people own at least a shotgun or something.
Yeah,
like
they shut down some of the entire schools for deer hunting opener in Minnesota. So, like some schools will just get Friday off.
Yeah.
Some schools will get Friday and that whole entire first week of deer hunting camp.
That's
off,
really funny.
Because none of the teachers will be there anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why not? Yeah, that's cool.
So we grew up, I grew up driving a stick shift
pickup
truck at the hunting camp when I was like 8 years old.
Three on a tree or?
No, four on the floor.
No shit.
All yeah. Right. And,
I had
know,
a three on a tree. I had an old F-100 that I used to. We took the what did it have a 390 big block and it had a 390 big block and we put a 6-speed transmission and a 454 in that bitch and then I proceeded to ruin a lot of lawns. Let's be real.
No, that's perfect because you're not going to wreck the truck popping up over the curb.
Nope.
The reason why I bring it up, if that's what you grew up with, right?
Yeah.
You're prepared for everything in life after that.
No, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went to college, and then after college, I built homes for a living. You know, did real estate and built custom homes and, you know, did every aspect of that. And so there's all kinds of weird stuff that you get involved with, from, you know, being a businessman and making deals on land and different houses and customers and things like that. So this thing seemed easier to me. I mean, it just was easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day,
and the big thing, I mean, you don't wake up one day and then have what we have.
Going to start a meat company.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to.
Of course,
a long time, man. I mean, because something like this, I would imagine, what would you say, 3-4 years to be profitable? Because you have to get all of this in. We talked to Bert about it on the show.
Well, there's at least 1 year of nothing but loss because you're waiting on your first product.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, but you're not. If you're looking at the terms of wins or losses, right, you guys are just talking about money, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
So, but there's all kinds of wins that you have in your personal life, mm-hmm, like while you're on that journey,
right,
of trying to get the meat saleable.
Sure.
You know, now we've got our compound more or less set up, mm-hmm, at our house, and, you know, we're ready for pretty much anything. So,
well, what are the joys in it? Because, you know, when everybody's starting a company,
well,
it is hard work and dude, Like Dan and I, this is all our own money in this every single day.
We've never taken any money from anybody. We just built everything from the ground up, and that's the way you got to do it, to be honest. Yeah.
But it's hard.
Well, you don't want the outside.
Yeah, but
influence.
I don't enjoy doing easy shit.
Right. Nobody does. I mean, this is fucking America, man.
Yeah.
We looked at the most dominant power on earth at the time as a bunch of farmers, basically, like, you know what, get the fuck out. Oh, you want to fight? Cool, let's do that. And then we won against the far superior force. This is what America does, right? Yeah.
So I'm not into doing easy stuff,
right,
you know. It's like once in a while, but that's the type of stuff you just jump into the easy pile and that you feel guilty about all that later.
Yeah.
So I like doing all the hard stuff because then you can, you know.
I like doing the hard stuff too. Yeah. We're talking about cocaine, right?
Yep. Cocaine.
This one won't shut the fuck up over here. Jesus Christ.
Shelly.
She has to stop talking since we started.
I will say that Shelly, you get everything at Mountain Primal. We order often as a family. Tried everything on site pretty
much.
Tell everybody what you do, Shelly.
I'm the CEO of Boot Campaign, and we are a veteran service organization that helps restore the lives of those who served and sacrificed for us. So
we talk a lot about the Boot Campaign on this show. Best in particular, he was the one that brought that organization to light, because his biggest thing was a lot of these military charities, you don't know where the money's going. He had said, you know, him and Evan and those guys had been duped in the past for some other.
Well, everybody got duped by, fuck these guys. Wounded Warrior Project fucked a lot of people over, and they wasted a lot of people's money. We're not going to pull punches here, because these people took food out of the mouths of goddamn veterans. Fuck these people, right? Now, they've done a lot of good in the meantime, or since then, once they rolled over their fucking leadership and shit. But don't pull punches. It is really important that organizations like Boot Campaign and Warrior Heart that Tom Spooner runs, and Independence Fund that Sarah Verardo runs, and organizations that actually do good shit and don't. I mean, look, technically speaking, it is legal to only spend 2% of your fucking revenue on a 501c3 towards the goal of your fucking company. You can spend 80 or 98% on administrative fees and marketing and whatever the fuck else you want.
Variant,
technically speaking, that is legal. And a lot of people took advantage of that. All the studies done on... I talked about this on American Party earlier, but a lot of the studies done on how cancer research funding has been used is nonsense. About 95% of the money has just disappeared, and 5% has actually gone towards research. So, you know, it's your company. I was the VP of marketing at the time with Black Rifle. We spent a lot of time vetting before we got involved, because, like he said, a lot of people have been duped by a lot of these charities before. It is one of the best out there, in my opinion.
Thank you so much.
I want you to go into a little more detail about exactly what you guys do.
Yeah. Well, I think, firstly, Boot Campaign was founded 12 years ago, and one of the main pillars of when we started is financial transparency. Mm-hmm. So everything is on our website for all the world to see. We're independently audited every year. On average, 87 to 88 cents of every dollar goes straight back to those that we serve.
Which is the exact opposite of most charities, right, by the way.
Yeah, we're still gunning for that 90 cents. That's been my goal since I joined the organization,
right,
and so we're hoping to do that within the next couple years. But As an organization, we have three main programs. Essentially, we started with the boot by getting celebrities, influencers, and civilians to lace up a pair of combat boots as an expression of gratitude. We still do that. We still stay true to that. And every purchase that's made of a pair of boots on our website, on average, about 50% goes straight back to our programs. We do have a co-branded limited edition boot right now with Black Rifle, and 100% of the proceeds from those boots go straight back to our health and wellness program.
The boots are amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
They came out really well, and I think if I remember, they sold out like that. At least they didn't have my size.
Oh well, we didn't sell out completely yet, but
my size was gone. I was like, shit. As soon as they popped up.
What size are you?
12.
Okay. I'm actually buying a 12 right now.
Yeah. Are you right now?
You want me to get two?
Yeah. Will you please?
Yeah.
For real. So I tried to get them, I think, 2 months ago, and there's a separate group called I think it's Full Mag Coffee. Justin Mathier, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right.
I don't know, he posted them
and he was like, just what came in the mail. Yeah. And it was the boots. And I was like, oh, shit. So I went to the site to try to get the boots, and my size is gone. But I wear a popular size that was gone. But I tried to get those like day one. So you got them back up.
We got them back up. You can get a pair right now.
Those are popular. Yeah. Those are popular.
I just bought two pair.
Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. When you looked at all the veteran charities that are out there in the world, did you say to yourself, all right, we're going to be different on purpose because you've seen what has happened in the past?
Well, I didn't start the organization. So I joined Boot Campaign in 2017. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to be transparent with how you're spending the money. I mean, like you said, it can be misconstrued and misused, and we don't want to do that. I mean, our entire team, we're majority civilians. Mm. We do have military spouses and one veteran, and we want to make sure that we're staying true to our mission, which is serving the people that served us first.
Right.
And that's what we need to do, and that's how we should spend our money.
Right.
We're lean and mean. There's 8 of us on staff, and we just really believe in everything that we do.
And how did you guys link up in real life?
Oh, in real life, I think it was Morgan Luttrell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Initially.
Marcus's twin brother.
Marcus's correct. Twin brother. Yep.
Yeah. Identical twin brother. Every time identical we see him, we bring it up. Because that's all.
Oh,
he
you don't make fun
life.
Of how small he is, do you?
Him? No.
No, he's a 6'3" Texan. He's just talking shit.
Yeah, for a guy like me though, who could overpower someone like you, like it's fine. Morgan, though, I'm not going to say shit to him.
You don't say no to Morgan. He's the reason I came. He said to me, "I want you to work for Boot Campaign," and so here I am. And he said to John, "I want you to donate to Boot Campaign," and so here we are.
Well, they're all good people over there.
Yeah.
That family's given a lot to this country. And so have you guys. I mean, so one of the things is the boots. What else do you guys do?
These are
the fundraising elements. We'll get into the services you provide for veterans afterwards. So go through the fundraising efforts first.
Fundraising efforts. Well, we have a ton of events usually when there's not COVID going around. We have several things happening in the state of Texas on our website. We're getting ready to kick off May 1st, what we call 31 by 31, which is we're trying to get people up and moving and active and then honoring an active duty service member or a veteran for 31 days. We have a 68-year-old gentleman who was very close with a lot of the guys who died on extortion.
Okay.
And he's running 31 miles every single day in May.
Jesus Christ.
Over a marathon every day.
Yeah. No, not a prayer. Not one prayer. I'm looking at your website right now. Yeah. So I see Dolly Parton on here.
Dolly Parton, yep.
Did you work with Dolly Parton?
I personally didn't, but yes, she's been in boots.
Dolly Parton is one of the best human beings on earth.
Yes.
Let's be real about that. Like, before it was cool to do it, she was a second wave feminist when it still made sense.
Uh-huh.
And she spent her own fucking money doing it too, by the way.
There's a great doc on her on Netflix right now. I just watched. I met her as a kid. My dad was a country DJ. Oh,
okay.
Growing up. Cool. So I got to meet her as a kid, and I was just awestruck.
You talk about good human beings that made a lot of money that actually gave back to the communities. People like her, like George Strait, like fucking Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan. Mm-hmm. Gary Sinise may have done more for modern veterans than any other human being on earth, by the way. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
He should get an Oscar for that alone.
I'm not even talking about his role in Lieutenant Dan. I'm talking about does every single day.
But they give an Oscar, an honorary away.
The fucking lifetime achievement thing.
Yes, and for that, Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't think the Academy gives two fucks about veterans, my man.
Wow.
I mean, they gave the Hurt Locker a fucking Academy Award. If that tells you anything.
They cared. Yeah. They cared in that one. Who Big else oof. Is on here?
I know y'all had AJ Buckley on.
Oh, yeah, we love AJ.
AJ Buckley. I see The Rock wearing the boots on your
Rock
website.
Rock is in boots. Yeah. We had the Cast the Seal team. Great supporters.
Yeah, all those guys. Neil and AJ are good buddies of mine. Tyler Gray, obviously, has been on the show a bunch, too. Yeah. Good dude.
Travis Pastrana is on here.
David's great. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're doing, so Black Rifle did that thing with Trav. We're going to do a live show Sunday to watch the boat event.
Oh, awesome. Did,
yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Hopefully my
Travis
fucking boots
actually
are here by then.
Been through our program. So obviously being in extreme sports, there's a lot of head injury and whatnot. And so he found out about us. He wanted to know what we did. And obviously he paid for his own way, but we put him through exactly what we do. So there's a 4-part documentary series about that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Where does that live?
It's on YouTube.
Okay, is it really? Cool. And who's YouTube?
Boot Campaigns and Nitro Circus.
Okay, great. Yeah, so that's great. So now we can get into some of the stuff, the services you provide for veterans. So you're talking about traumatic brain injury then.
Yes. So we have, in 2016, thanks to Morgan, who had his own experience with a head injury during a training accident, he got everything the special operations community could provide, essentially.
Right.
And he wanted to make sure when he separated from the Navy that anybody, you know, special operator or regular forces could get that treatment and that opportunity. And so he started as a hobby, a pipeline, and Boot Campaign adopted it in 2016. So we provide individualized care for brain injury, post-traumatic stress, chronic pain, self-medication, and insomnia.
Wow.
Okay. And who do you guys actually provide treatment, or are you just facilitating getting people to different
Both.
Locations?
Okay. Both.
Because there's a big TBI clinic actually in Colorado, right?
Yes, there is. Marcus Institute for Brain Health is there. Yep. They're one of our partners. We work with Warriors Heart. We don't treat addiction ourselves. They're the experts.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Tom and his brother down there, they've got it fucking on lock.
Dialed in, yeah.
Sure. Warriors Heart's one of the best organizations out there for those of you. I'm sure you guys have seen it before. We did a piece on it with Black Rifle a couple years ago, but... So
wait, real quick, speaking of Black Rifle here, because I'm going over, I'm looking at your websites here, all the people you guys have partnered up with. Black Rifle is one of them.
Yeah.
Obviously, Mountain Primal is one of them. Shiner Beers.
Yeah.
Kimber, who's is a great company as well. Veterans United, Infinite Hero, Fisher House, Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
How did Jordan Spieth get involved?
Jordan Spieth is a phenomenal Texan and wanted to do something for military families. Mm. So he essentially, their foundation underwrites our holiday program where we provide specially curated gift boxes for deserving military families. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to shout these guys out here. Texas Whiskey is on here. Airstream of DFW is also on here. These are all great companies. That's amazing that everybody has gotten behind you because, again, when Matt was on the show, he championed you guys till the end of the earth, and he was like, this is the campaign. He goes, if I'm donating money, this is where it's going.
Right.
And the fact that you guys have grown this massive, I'm just going through your website, it's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, with a small team like that.
I mean, this is one of the biggest. I did a show on American Party earlier today with Bob Carey from the Independence Fund. I'm not sure if you know Independence Fund, but the show is in particular about the rise in veteran suicide, and not just veteran, but active reserve and guard suicide as well, particularly this year. There's been a big uptick. Now, from what we understand about all this, one of the biggest contributing factors to veteran suicide and active duty suicide, police as well, is traumatic brain injury that leads to a variety of different disorders. One of the primary ones is affecting the endocrine system and having hormone issues, right, that just drive you fucking nuts. And traumatic brain injury is one of those things that took a long time for people to take seriously. It's the invisible wound or whatever the fuck you want to call it. People thought it was, I mean, we've called it a lot of different shit throughout the years, shell shock, whatever the fuck. But in reality is when you get, this is, and we learned this from the NFL trying to hide it that whole time, chronic traumatic encephalopathy will fuck your life up badly unless you interdict it at the earliest possible point. Well, that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for saying that. I mean, I think what's important is that we're learning so much about the brain and the science is changing so rapidly that as we're making these new discoveries, we're able to intervene sooner. Mm. And the whole purpose of Boot Campaign is to show veterans that there is hope, that there is someone there that's listening, ready to help you and able to provide quality care that's going to be tailored to you. So we are not a one-size-fits-all. We are not a group program. Every single person who goes through our program gets what they need based on their brain health, their, you know, physical makeup, their blood work. Everything is tailored to that specific individual.
Before things get too out of control here, we got some sponsors who pay for this shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 30% off everything in the entire store. Sheets, pillows, mattresses, adjustable bases, you name it, 30% off at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. And if you get a mattress and post it on your Instagram, take a nice little cozy pic of you and your loved one, or just you. Let's say you don't even have a loved one, just you. What they're going to do, if you tag Ghostbed and Drinking Bros and leave a nice little testimonial about how you love your mattress, they're going to send you two free pillows. And the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. I can promise you that. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, where, as always, they got a 36-month no-interest pay-as-you-go program. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. All you have to do is couple that 30% off deal with that. You're good to go for like $35 a month. It's incredible. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. This next one, it's the last, that's it. Two ads today. You know why? Biggest sponsor yet. One of my all-time faves. I called and was like, hey, can we get Theragun on the show? Is that possible to get Theragun? I don't even know if it's possible. And they were like, hey, we'll check. They called Theragun. We've been working on this for months. They called Theragun and said, hey, dude, the Drinking Bros love Theraguns. How about you come on the show? And they were like, yeah, cool, man. We're in. Theragun, like, for real. You've seen them in Best Buys. You've seen them in every single gym. Theragun, dude. It's the best in the business. This is the craziest one of all time so far. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body, whether you're an elite athlete like myself or just trying to make it through the day tension-free. Theragun can help. This is the best massage you could possibly get on this earth out of any machine. Out of any machine, this is the best possible deep tissue massage you can get. It's handheld. It's a percussive therapy device. I mean, it'll really, really get down to the deepest muscle tension. And they got the new one. The new one's out. The Gen 4 Theragun. It doesn't just feels good. It gets to the source of the pain by releasing the tension. I still can't believe they're on the show. It's amazing, dude. I'm super stoked that they're here. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams. You know, shit, Real Madrid. All of our favorites. Giorgio's, mine, every NBA team, I feel like. Every single athlete has a Theragun in this world. Not in a million years that I think they would be on this show. This is amazing. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. That's it. Go to theragun.com/drinking bros right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's theragun.com/drinking bros. theragun.com/drinking bros. theragun.com/drinking bros. Man. It doesn't get any bigger than that, and I don't really know where we go from here as far as sponsor-wise. Thank you, Theragun, for real. This is awesome.
That's amazing. And if we can, Bob, can we pull up the boot campaign on the screen here for the YouTube audience to show it? Because I'm going through the boots that you guys currently sell. The thing about it that a lot of people get wrong is that they don't put cool merch and things like that. Like, It's you can't just throw a Gildan t-shirt out there and be like, hey, support us.
Yeah.
Nobody will wear that shit.
Yeah.
Go to their, pull up the boots. The boots are dope. There's the Black Rifle ones we were talking about right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you scroll down through their list of boots there, go to the, highlight the second one there. How did you hook up with Reebok?
We work with a variety of different boot providers, and they really cater to us based on what they can to provide us a low cost of good, but also really quality product that's actually worn by those people who are serving us. And so every single shoe that you see on there, with the exception of the Black Rifle coffee right, boot, for example, is worn by somebody in the DoD space, whether or not they're training or they're downrange somewhere. So,
yeah, these are awesome. I'm going through all of them right now. Because the apparel, if you keep scrolling down here, the hoodies are awesome. This is a key to any organization or anything. Like, just have cool merch.
Yeah, we gotta,
it might be a little costlier, right?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a higher-priced product.
Yeah, you're not going to make as much on the back end. But if it's cool and people wear it, it gets your message out there further. Nobody does that. They just don't think
it's
about that.
It's always a huge mistake. I mean, it's what Starbucks figured out in the late 90s. They started building Starbucks everywhere, even though they were taking about a 40% loss on each building because it was planting a flag. And everybody, the word Starbucks became the word coffee.
Yeah.
They're like, they didn't say, you're going to get a coffee? Like, I'm going to get a Starbucks, and it's smart, right?
Yeah.
We got to get you guys hooked up with Dixon Flannel.
Okay.
They do, yeah, Dixon, they do a lot of cool shit.
Flannels, yeah.
They also have this pedophile hunter hat.
Dan's big fan. Everybody's a big fan. Everybody's asking if we sell that. We currently do not. It
no,
was
but
a
I'm
joke
I'm working and... I'm working on a deal with them now.
Are you?
We'll have something with DB logos on it soon. Yeah.
But... Chuck Liddell ended up wearing it out everywhere, and so there's all these pictures of Chuck like all over the city,
like at Lake Travis and shit, just hanging out, walking around Austin with a fucking. It's Chuck Liddell, and you're like, you look at him, you're like, double take. Oh, that's Chuck Liddell. Then you triple take. Oh, he's wearing a pedophile hunter hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he doing here in Austin right now?
And he's with his kids. Yeah. So you're like, oh, all right. Well, shit.
Yeah. I could have worn that legitimately in my prior life. So
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you are going to sell those, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. But we're going to give. So we're going to sell. We're going to do a deal with Dixon Flannel and give all the proceeds to somebody, probably Operation Underground Railroad or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoever's. I mean, if there was an organization that was actually murdering these pedophiles, I would give my money to them, but I don't know if that exists.
Man, I don't think it does.
No.
I don't think it does. I wish it did.
Not to drag you guys into my political bullshit, but if pedophiles need to be executed in the fucking streets.
I think that's a universal one for everyone, Dan. Everybody hates pedophiles, you know?
You'd think so, right?
One would think. Now, with Primal Meat, Mountain Primal, what's the grand plan with that? Because... we have a lot of food companies that ship through the mail, and they do the podcasts and all that stuff. Is your goal to be big enough that you're a worldwide, global brand? Or is it, man, I just want to make the best meats possible for a small amount of people?
No, we're definitely not going to focus on becoming a worldwide brand. We're going to focus on scarcity. You know, I mean, we got to have enough to make it work, which we do at this point. So it's working out fine. It definitely helps having Bert's Bison as an extra protein source.
Right.
And that's something that he and I are in a discussion about scaling on a larger, longer.
Yeah, you were saying before, there's all this other stuff in the food packing and food processing shit. So you guys don't process because that has to be regulated by the FDA. You also USDA, sorry. Yeah. And you also don't do quote unquote organic stuff. Because that's the same deal. You don't. Yeah. What was the phrase you used?
I said I don't want any damn federal officials on my property.
Yeah,
that's a very Western thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we
get off my land, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, we looked into doing that at one point, and it just doesn't make sense. It's really a complicated business. It's really high turnover with the employees and things, as you can
for
imagine.
Sure, yeah.
It's a tough job for people to last through for a long time. So it's a lot of turnover and. Being a business owner, when shit hits the fan, I'm the guy that gets called with the problems, and like the last thing I want to be doing is managing that aspect of the business. So
right,
and they really got the companies that we're using now really got it dialed in. We use two small family owned USDA processing facilities, and they're dialed. We couldn't be happier with the way they perform. So
yeah,
we'll
great.
Let them deal with the feds.
Yeah, for sure. So. You're processing beef, bison, elk. Pork, what else?
That's it. Those are the four proteins,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you never know, man.
Are you saying those are the four proteins you provide, or you're just saying the chicken doesn't exist?
There are no other proteins beyond that.
So, that's a lie. I had some squirrel as a child, you know? Well, if you sold some squirrel dick, some squirrel dye, if you will.
Yeah.
Multiple. Deeks. Obviously the plural of it, some squirrel dye. Yeah. You sold that. That is a tasty, tasty delicatessen.
That's. I don't know why you're sucking squirrel dicks.
What's that? No, I'm not sucking them. I'm eating them. It's a very tasty.
The squirrel dick has a bone in it, and I know that because I literally have a squirrel dick bone in my fucking bag right
and
then, now.
By the way, that's true. That somebody was a brought gift. That. That is a gift. And
squirrel dick bone right there. Yeah.
Squirrel die. Yeah. There it is. Squirrel die. Yeah. That's not on the screen, right, Bob? Because we will get pulled down from YouTube if we saw it's a fully erect squirrel penis.
Is that erect?
It appears as if it is. That's a tiny squirrel, and that looks like a rather large penis for that size of a squirrel.
Well, hey, I mean, it's all about proportion, right?
It really is. But a tasty little squirrel die is all I need in this world. I'm just saying, think about
it. So, no, we're not planning on dealing with squirrel genitalia anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't
blame. I gotta ask.
I mean, if I do, you'll be the first person.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. What's the oddest request you've ever gotten? Ostrich?
No.
Llama?
There's a lot of people that are getting into the organ meats, so we're doing that too now.
Well, I mean,
so
it's
pretty healthy stuff.
What is that? I don't actually know too much about it.
People don't look.
Kidney, liver.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's called the offal, O-F-F-A-L.
Yeah. So you don't want okay, I'm going to break this down for you right quick, right?
Yes.
For a man your size, correct, you need to eat 28 servings of green vegetables a day to get the nutrients out of green vegetables you need. Mm-hmm. That is obviously not going to happen, right? So you got to take supplements or whatever the fuck. People that are on the carnivore or keto diets typically try to get that stuff from organ meat. That's it.
That's brutal.
That's a simple. Well, I mean, it's
actually not. It doesn't taste bad.
No, it's
so
good.
When you
really?
Yeah, when you were growing up, you didn't deer hunt and like eat the heart at deer camp.
Not once.
See, that's where I'm saying my life's a little different.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, I bet you some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
The more and more drinks I have, I want to open you up. I want to find out who's inside there. Mm-hmm. I want to find
good
out
luck.
Who that killer is inside
good
there.
Luck.
Yeah. Ain't yeah. You married? You're married.
Yeah.
How did that work out? Did you say two words to her at the bar?
She's brilliant.
Did she run the business side of stuff, or how was she involved in your organization? I'm sure she does something.
Well, we've got a couple different family businesses that we run, so I kind of run the meat company thing. She takes care of some of the other stuff.
Cool.
And but we work together on pretty much everything. So
yeah, same with him and his wife.
Same here. Yeah. It's hard.
We got it figured out.
Well,
I really can't complain.
Sometimes work conversations bleed over into private life, you know, when you're sitting down at dinner.
Well, yeah, we just don't do the whole, this is personal, this is business.
Right.
It's just our life.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, that's when you actually live on the fucking ranch.
That's we signed up for.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, that side's going fine. Yeah.
Does she get out there with you?
Like
on the ranch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. She's a crazy horse rider. She's very athletic. Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys own horses?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how many?
Well, we own. At the ranch, we've got 5-6 head, I think. And then on the ranch property, we also run a riding business. Mm. So we board other people's horses, and they do riding lessons and stuff like that up there.
Man, you're going to have to board Jared's horses soon.
Yeah, he's got three big ones.
He bought like 120 acres property thing, and he's got horses now. Full stables, all of it. And it's
a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And a lot of money too.
That's what I said.
I mean,
to
it's
him.
Like owning fucking 200 Harley Davidsons. They break down all the time. You got to fix them. These motherfuckers eat like crazy, man.
At our riding club, we have horse acupuncturists. We have a chiropractor table. Like you'd be amazed.
Is there a milking table?
I don't know about that.
He knew what it was, though.
He did.
He knew exactly what the fuck I was talking about.
Did that sideways smile. That's my denial.
Yeah, so Jared said, you know, dude, I got this property. They're closing on it. It's 120 acres, and they've got horses. They were rescue horses?
Yeah. Probably rescue.
Well, there's a lot of horses that end up just going out to pasture. People don't want them anymore, so maybe he's buying them as decoration.
There's also drop them off in the woods?
There's also, in your neck of the woods, there's also all the wild Mustang that Bureau of Land Management captures, if you want to call it that.
Yeah,
they basically put them in stalls to live out the rest of their life. So one of my friends in North Carolina is going there to auctions, buying them, and then having veterans come in and go through the gentling process, like turning them into a horse that can be around other people. Mm-hmm. And then the veteran gets to keep the horse at the end.
That's right? Cool.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. If we go to the Kentucky Derby, she's probably going to come out, and I'm going to hook her up with all the fucking rich horse dicks out there.
That'd be great.
She can, you know, because look, these people are Southern, rich, and patriotic.
Yeah.
But they have no idea that this shit's even happening. Once they figure it out, they'll help, right?
Yeah, I watched something on Netflix the other night, Concrete Cowboy. About those.
That sounds like a gay bar, to be honest.
Yeah. That's not. It's these black dudes who live in like Philadelphia who have these horses right outside the city.
But oh, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, it was a super interesting movie. Idris Elba.
Are they like from the South or something? So, and they came
a documentary.
Up?
You said
no. It's film. Based on on this book or an article. But Idris Elba's in it, and then the lead is his son is the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh,
super fascinating. But in that movie, I mean, oddly enough, that I watched it like two nights ago, it was so much work for just like five ragtag horses that were
feeding and watering and pasturing and farriers and Jesus fucking vets out there all the time. And holy shit.
And that was what the movie was about teaching this kid hard work and what it is. Cause you don't really know until you get into it. And I remember when Bert was on the show, he was talking about the difficulty of bison, not only in buying them, but what the government puts you through and going to the auction. You have to go to an auction and buy them and stuff like that. Do you do all that as well?
Well, we haven't bought our cattle from an auction, but we've sold some at an auction. But we typically find private families where you end up buying breeding bulls and breeding mamas or heifers, to get the herd started.
It's interesting that you can still do that, and maybe it's because the direct delivery meat industry is kind of new. But I'm thinking about the American farmer and their inability to take their product right to market. And how it's killed their industry, by the way.
Well, the thing
having all that bureaucracy between them and the end user has fucked American farming completely.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different, longer conversation about like the huge-sized industrial slaughterhouses and feedlots,
Tyson,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a whole tricky conversation, but yeah, it's. But when we buy livestock, we still have. There's some certain tests that have to happen. You got to have certain paperwork when you're trucking them and things like that. But the bison thing, I mean, Bert would know way more about that. He's really into that for sure.
Well, when he was first getting into it, I was kind of asking him about it. I was like, man, it seems like a ton of work, And he's like, it is. It's crazy. Yeah. Because I didn't know really how much
you can't really think of it as work. It's a lifestyle.
It's a life.
Yeah. It is.
You
really
have to live it and breathe it 24 hours a day to even make it work. So
because we had Buster on. Do you know Buster?
Buster Fryerson.
Yeah. Dude, that
he's awesome.
He's
a no shit cowboy.
He is a real life cowboy.
Yeah, I'm not that. Like I'm a dumbass. Compared to Buster.
No, Buster is like a fucking. I grew up roping like calves by their little nub horns and then wrestling to the ground cowboy. And he's been doing that for the last 40 years.
Yeah,
that's who Buster is.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah,
but he talks about when he was on the show. He was talking about ranch life and how people can adjust and certain people will come in kind of like what you were touching on at the beginning of the episode where it's like people will come in and be like, oh, yeah, man, I could do this for a few days. And it's like, no, you couldn't. You couldn't. I think you have to be honest with yourself about who you are as a person and whether or not that life's for you. Because I'm one of those people who's like, no, dude, I'm not built for that type of shit.
I sought that out because, I don't know, I guess I'm weird. But
no, I mean,
it's fun.
Life, I do the same thing. And it's with a variety of different types of things. Like I just help people do marketing for free sometimes because it's a challenge. Like that seems like a difficult thing you're doing. Let me help you do it because I'm bored as fuck. Let's be real. Life is pretty boring, honestly. Like what are we going to do? Fucking be awake for 18 hours a day and do nothing? No, I mean, I got to do some shit or otherwise I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Yeah. And is that what happened to you where you were just like, man, fuck all this shit? Because building houses and selling them. Let's face it, it's lucrative shit.
It's step and repeat,
though. Well, we still do it, so. We're still doing some of that. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's step and repeat. It's the same thing over and over and over.
Yeah, well,
it
got to a point where it wasn't as challenging as it used to be, so then we kind of fell into this new lifestyle, so.
Was your wife with you before or after that?
Well, we started the ranching operation together.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because that would be a hard one if you married somebody and it was like, what do? I build houses and I sell them. Well, that sounds cool. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well,
we're not doing that anymore.
We're not doing that anymore. We're going to be on a ranch.
You have to send her an invite to farmersonly.com, right?
No, I think if you try to do this and you're not like totally aligned with your spouse or partner,
oh,
like,
you're
it
fucked.
Just
yeah,
can't work because
yeah,
because
it's
a
whole life. Yeah, there's no way.
Like when you come home and smell like cow shit, you just throw your clothes in the laundry room.
Yeah, for sure.
And leave them there, like
forever.
Yeah,
and then say do it.
Everybody's got to be lined up on the values in the household. So
do you guys have kids?
Yeah, we've got kids. Yep.
Do they have to do the chores and all that stuff like on the farm?
Yeah, they've started to age out of it at this point, but that was one of the big things we wanted to do is to have that lifestyle there for them to gain life experience from at a young age.
There's a really good book called The Coddling of the American Mind. And one of the main points, maybe the main point of the book, is that you should prepare your children for the road, not prepare the road for your children.
Right.
Right. So this idea that we're trying to baby-proof everything for kids.
Yeah, what's the saying? An easy childhood is like the worst preparation for adult life.
It is the worst thing. You're seeing it. You're actually seeing it
now.
So
that's basically what we try to do.
This whole self-empowerment, whatever the fuck generation is growing up now, and you're seeing from ages 18 to 34 the highest suicide rates of any generation in the history of America right now.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not harder to live in America right now than it was before, because there were people maybe a little while ago that had to wake up and go find food for the day. Like, I don't worry about that. Most people in America don't worry about that, right?
Right. They may have to at some point.
Well, we'll see. You won't have to.
No, you're good, dude. I'm coming up to your whole shit, dude.
Yeah, come on over.
That's what I said.
I'm not going to do any of the work,
I'll
obviously.
I'll save some squirrel penises for you.
Yeah, it's dye. I'd appreciate if you use the
proper terminology.
Proper terminology for the plural of squirrel dicks. It's squirrel dye. I would love some of those. Just me and you hanging out, you know, fresh fire that you've made for us, obviously.
Yeah.
And then just roasting some squirrel dye. That,
do you want them on the spits or what's the?
You can do it either way. I mean,
skillet.
Look, No. You want to slow roast those rotisseries. You want to go a little rotisse on those squirrel dyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if shit pops off, yeah, dude, I'll be up there.
I'll stack them up for you.
I appreciate it. And I'll eat them, and you know,
and maybe some some of the organ meat too.
Yeah. Well. We can probably skip that, but when I wake up at 11 a.m. every day, and you've obviously
and all
put
the work
in,
is already done.
Yeah, you've already put in a good like 7 hours at that point. Yeah. I just know that I'm going to give you a nice whistle through the old teeth, and that means I want the squirrel die up at the house, and that's kind of how I wake up in the morning.
We need to do a severely entitled rancher.
Oh, a sketch that'd be so good. Yeah. And it's just. Bring over that squirrel die. Just kind of wake up. Pops open.
Oh, yeah.
I'm buck naked.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like top of the morning to you.
Yeah,
you
the know? Ranch hands would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
I can tell you how that ends. It ends with you getting murdered. 100%.
Brand new cowboy hat that I got at a Bucky's.
Oh, yeah.
Gas station. Just pop that on. Robe pops open. Ding dong flops out. And it's just like. And you're like, dude, if that motherfucker whistles
one more goddamn time,
I'm going to drop him.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop that guy like a fucking sack of nickels on an Atlantic City casino floor. With you, Shelly, where do you live at and reside in this life?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, shit. All right.
Not far.
Dallas
Not far.
Is popping off these days.
We're going to be up there May 8th for that Canelo fight.
Yeah. We're finally, people were back in the stadiums.
Yeah.
So we got 60K back there. And
Texas didn't give a fuck, apparently.
No.
They're like, hey, we're going to allow 100%, but you guys wear your mask. And they were like, no, we're not doing either one of those things, actually. We're going to come at 110% and not wear masks, so get fucked. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Is that why they gave you guys a storm and shut the fucking power off?
No, that was before. The storm was before. All right. Yeah. I didn't.
Just a theory.
Who is the they that's controlling the weather, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I need to hear about this theory.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Not.
If we could control the weather, that'd be pretty fun, to be honest.
It'd be the best, especially for what we do.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It would always be sunny and 72 degrees here, but everywhere else it would suck. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's fun to be in the suck sometimes. Like, I don't want to live in snow, but I damn sure like to visit it. I don't want to live in the 90-degree heat, but I like to go to the beach when it's 90 degrees sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. You're in Colorado. That's a mess up there. I saw that Denver storm, and I was like, good luck.
Yeah.
It snowed a lot there this year. But
I mean, that Denver storm was it was a couple weeks ago.
For Denver, though, they're in the city.
They're prepared for that. It's not like Texas. I mean, they're out there on the airport, you know, runways with the plows.
Oh, dude, that's why I was late today. So I lost the first floor, 6 pipes burst in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've got to meet like 9 different people to repair all the shit and everything else. Not prepare for it. Again, if you were at the house, a different story, man.
You should have just had him build your house, and cook you squirrel dick.
Just why don't you leave me a list, and I'll take care of that shit before I leave town.
I wish, dude. No lie on the front.
That's
the episode
what you need.
This?
You need a husband. You need a real man in your life that can do all this stuff for you.
It's not that, Dan. You
need a really butch rancher gay husband
that'll
take care of all your stuff. Maybe we need to do a southern version of fucking Queer Eye. That's what
That's cool. It's called Colton Underwood. That happened today, by the way.
I called that 2 years ago.
Yes, you did.
But I mean, there's actually a study, I think it was Stanford that did it, 83% of people can recognize a gay man just by his face. A still image of his face.
Yeah.
83% of people can do it.
So
that's really interesting. Wow.
There was only one show that I didn't tell Dan about, and that was that one. Because when I said Colton Underwood was coming on the day before, your response was, no lie, you go, oh, that guy is gay. I was like, well, damn, we can't say that on the air.
I didn't, by the way, I don't care.
No, not at all.
But it was clear.
It was clear. Right? And then my wife had said the same thing. And then I woke up this morning, he was on Good Morning America, having his whole coming out party. And I was like, oh, shit.
He's a good dude, by the way.
Yeah, he's great, dude.
Like, he's a great super guy. Nice guy.
He was awesome. And I was like, but when you're that nice, you know you're gay. You're like, all right, sweet. Like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
I know, he's not gay.
No, there's no way.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, I mean, he's.
There's no way.
Real piece of shit. Yeah. you know, I know that you're definitely not gay. And I've probably never had a dick anywhere near your mouth.
He's not that.
ever in your life.
That part I'll co-sign on. The piece of shit part, though, is going to be hard to explain when he rolls out this check for the boot campaign that he's.
True. That's true. Can we bring it in? Are we allowed to do this on here?
Sure.
Is that cool?
This is America. Yeah, sure. We can do whatever
we
want.
Come on out.
Let's go wide if we can for this.
There you go. Is this your partner at Mountain Primal?
Yeah, this is Darren.
Be careful how you use the word partner now since you've been talking all this shit.
Sorry. Sorry about it.
Thanks, Darren.
So Mountain Primal Meat Company is donating $100,000 to the boot campaign. Is that real?
Yeah, that's for real.
No shit.
Yeah, we've been doing this for, what is this, the fifth year?
The fifth year.
Yep.
Wow. Five years together. That's 100,000. That's a big boy number. A lot of people talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And never actually come through with it. That's a big boy number.
Are you talking about Conor McGregor?
Yes. Dude, even celebrities, man, who say they're going to donate to charities. Yeah. That is literally going on in the press right now with the Conor McGregor thing. But, dude,
based on all the good info that Shelley shared with the audience today, I mean, that's why we're doing it.
Right, so, for sure. Yeah. And you, I assume you guys give to other stuff as well, but this is a pretty big situation right here.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Tremendous gift. We are very thankful.
That's awesome.
That needs to go on your side now because I'm not taking that home with me.
Yes, can you put that in the ATM? How does that work?
Yeah.
You slide
not,
that
not
big
exactly
check through?
Not exactly this, but yes.
Yeah.
So give us a rundown on what that purchase is. Like how many veterans get helped with $100,000?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we kind of started with the whole reboot thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think our health and wellness program, it all depends, right? There's some veterans that only need $9,000 worth of care, and then there's some veterans that need $190,000 worth of care. Like, and what I mean, it's individualized to every single veteran.
Right.
And so John's commitment to us, he's a man of his word, and he does things by the book, and he made this promise to Morgan, and I'm honored to be able to steward it for the last 5 years. So it's an incredible gift.
Yeah, it's been good.
It really is, because, I mean, you don't see it very often, and when you do, like, you know, as much as we've joked around and all the shit today, like, it's pretty incredible, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's changing people's lives. That's the thing.
It is a great honor to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, these are our friends and great Americans that are going through this program, so we feel compelled and we feel honored to be able to, you know, put that out there to people that need the help.
Well, the sad reality is that the vast majority of people don't blink. They hear these issues and they're like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then there are people that step up and fucking do something.
Well, and I've talked to people that have come through the health and wellness piece, and I mean, it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Obviously.
The science behind it really, truly works. So we know that the dollars are going directly to helping great people.
Right.
So it feels good.
That's amazing. We do this thing on the show. I don't know if you watch, called the Drinking Bro of the Week or Broette. And as someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today, we'll start with you, Shelley. Who would you like to give it to?
Oh, gosh.
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever.
That is pressure, and you're starting with me.
Yeah, Shelley. Well, you've been so goddamn talkative today.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
You just won't stop. So.
You won't shut up. Say what you want to say.
I think, you know, obviously I'm sitting next to John, who's an incredible patriot. I think for me, it's just every single person that has really, versus one individual, every single person that's had the strength to ask for help. Because asking for help is probably harder than actually getting the help.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's those guys and gals who put their faith in what we do every day to make a difference. So.
Well, and hopefully us sitting here talking about it on the show is we're reaching some new people that maybe haven't had the courage to reach out. And so that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
It is. And who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
And what's the basis of this?
Someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. obviously, since you've murdered somebody, don't say somebody like the BTK guy or something. Like, yeah. Don't say BTK.
That one's easy for me. That'd be my father. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A lot of people say their father on here, and when they don't, chances are they're a piece of shit dad.
Yeah.
No.
Mine was a piece of shit. Tell me about your dad.
So my dad, he's still around. Mm. You know, he raised me and my brother. Started three businesses when we were kids, put us through college, you know, beat our asses.
Yeah.
You know, not in a physical sense, you know, tested us, let us test ourselves, you know, basically gave us the palette to develop our lives and become the people that we wanted to be. But we always ended up, you know, turning backwards and trying to emulate the good example that he was for us. So it was pretty easy.
That's great. Does he live by you?
No, he's in Minnesota, but we get back there all the time. He doesn't travel a whole lot.
Where in Minnesota is he?
He's up northern Minnesota on one of those big lakes up there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good spot. Good place to be, actually.
Yeah, we hang out with him there during the summer.
I'm looking at your boots now. What are those right now?
These are Danners.
Mm-hmm. Danners?
Yep.
Yeah. Can we see those on the table there?
Hell yeah.
You know what they're not? They're
size
not those
13.
They're not those boots that Bert Koontz promised to send you 2 years ago.
No, they're
ago.
Not. And that's a great point. That's why I wanted to bring it up, Bert Koontz. We're going to go ahead and focus on me. These are my boots, Bert, that I dropped 300 at it. Whatever. What's that?
Those are Buster's boot shop in Buster's Austin? Boots?
It's right on South Congress there. What it's great. It's like it's massive. You walk in and they're not in boxes
Lucchese?
And everything else.
Lucchese?
Yeah,
that might be
it. Cavenders.
No.
Yeah, it might be Cavenders.
Jesus,
actually.
We've pumped. We pimped up.
Allen's. There it is. Allen's. Okay. God damn, you guys,
every boot brand. But
you guys are fine. Yeah. And I just for Bert Koontz. Hey, bud, I had to get some. I had to get some boots because you never sent me them. You're working. You have no problem sending him a whole goddamn bison to shop up and send around the world, and you couldn't get me boots. So I had to go out and drop $3 on these guys, and these are great, right? These are what a real cowboy wears because I'm one. He's not. I don't. You look like he's wearing hipster boots. I've got the real shit here, Bert, and I haven't forgot it.
I'm pretty sure real cowboy boots aren't purchased on South Congress in Austin.
my cowboy boots are out in the truck, and I carry a fucking boot knife. How about you?
No, he's got a boot tampon.
He just
probably,
got you boots today.
Yeah. He did. He bought me some boots, I'll start wearing those, Bert, because, jeez, my God, man. He made great boots over at Bison Union.
Yeah,
you've seen them. The ones that have the flag and the buffalo.
Yeah, they're
still there. They're great.
Same thing, by the way.
Well, have you guys been to the Bernie store?
I have. Yes, well, yes. I haven't been inside of it. It was closed the last time I went down there. But yeah, Candace, every time I go to Bernie and I post about it on the internet, she's like, "We got to come by the shop." I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
But I will eventually. We'll get
there. No, I have been. They do not have my size boots in there or the boots that I wear.
I've been to the shop in Sheridan. They didn't have my size boots.
No, dude. It's Bert's whole thing is bullshit. Like, yes, buy the meat. It's amazing, right? But the boots. We're done with this bullshit, man. It's been 3 years. Go to the boot campaign and get boots now. I'm not telling you to go to Bison Union for boots anymore. Go to the boot campaign.
That's
you know?
Thank you.
Yes. He doesn't need that business if he can't send me some shit after 3 years. I went to the website, too, to buy them. Like, every time I check, I set, like, a reminder on my phone of, like, oh, it's time to buy those boots again. Not there, you know? Click it open, and it's just a sad face there.
You just have bad luck with footwear in general.
No, these boots are fine. I enjoy them. Look, they're a lot better than yours. Come on, man. Real cowboy, again, I'll be at your house when the apocalypse
I told you, happens. Buster Frierson is the cowboy.
He really is.
He is.
One of the most fascinating interviews of all time.
Oh, he's, yeah.
You're never going to meet a more honest guy than Buster, where you're just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. This was a fun show. We've been drinking all day and just kind of hanging out and stuff. Like, usually, you wouldn't think about that, right?
No.
Like, did you guys pop in here today and be like, holy shit, are we going to be drinking whiskey all day with these guys?
Of course. That's the name of the podcast, right?
It is, but you never know what's going to shake out.
I feel like we named it that for a reason, but a lot of people show up like, oh, you guys are drinking. It's new. And I'm like, the name of the show
is Drinking Bro.
Like, I got into an argument the other day. Some guy rode by me on a fucking bicycle, right, on the sidewalk. And I'm like, motherfucker,
yeah.
What are you doing? And he like stops 10 feet behind me and like, hey, what'd you say? I'm like, sidewalk, walk. It's right. In the fucking name of the product, bitch.
Yeah.
Ride your bike on the fucking street or get a car like an adult.
And when let's you say that to a bicyclist and you look like you were at the insurrection, that's when shit pops off and you're like, all right, I'm going to speed away. I'm sure that guy sped away.
He was not interested in staying to continue the conversation, if that's what you're asking.
No,
because I do look like I just stumbled out of a militia camp in the woods.
Yeah.
With the beard and the whole stupid shit, yeah.
Shelly, you ever slapped another woman?
No.
Okay.
We'll get one. Well, you guys are going downtown Austin tonight. You'll slap somebody for sure.
Yeah, figure it out. See what happens. Yeah. You know why I asked you that? My mom asked me that one time. Oh. She was like, that girl you're dating? She was like, it was a long time ago. She goes, I don't trust her. I don't like her. I don't think you should date her anymore. I was like, why that? Like, looks like she slapped another woman before. I was like, is that a bad thing? Yeah. Because to me, shit happens. And if it happens, it happens. Like, slap another woman. And we might as well just keep going here. Let's pour the whiskey around and just keep.
I'm
totally kidding. He's looking.
Now, he's a real guy. He fucking moved his glass closer to the fucking. That is, by the way, that's like subconscious. Like if somebody's like if someone's like, hey, you guys want another get a drink? Oh, fucking, there you go. Yeah. That's exactly what happened right there.
Man, I don't know who you murdered in the past, but I know they fucking deserved it, dude. They fucking deserved it. Mountainprimal.com. Do you got any specials? Go ahead and fire away. Do you got any specials out there?
It's all special.
There we go.
Yeah. No, buy it up. I mean, get on the website, find what you like. There's something for everybody. There's sausages. There's all kinds of
bacon, ground beef, New York strip.
And there's also real nice merch.
Yeah.
You know, because we took your advice, Ross, in the last good branding, 5 minutes. Yeah. Yes. Had our web guy add the merch on there.
You have to, but it's got to be good merch, dude, or nobody's
going to. It's good merch.
Nobody's going to wear a Gildan. I know that's not a Gildan. I know it.
We got like the little tags and the special stuff.
Yeah, it's nice.
Merch. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So go to mountainprimal.com for all that. Is there a subscription to this? Because a lot of these have subscriptions where you can just get it sent to your house.
Yeah, we don't do crazy subscriptions on like the steaks and things like that are super scarce and go quickly. Mm-hmm. But you can get subscriptions on some of the ground products and sausages.
Right. By the way, that's a good point. If you're on one of those meat company websites and you see subscription for high in demand products like Wagyu beef, they're coming from somewhere else. One, and two, it's factory processed stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's like high volume. And think Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing for people to do is sign up on our email list, because then the people that are on the email list get notified prior to anybody else when we do a meat drop. So. Yeah.
Meat drop
is that's one of the sexiest phrases I've ever heard.
I used to
do it
in college all the time.
Well, that's not really what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about the actual meat.
Too bad, my man. So was I. Well, I was thinking about the actual meat myself.
Figurative.
Shelly, the boot campaign.
Yeah.
What do you guys have coming up here?
Gosh, well, we've got the 31 for 31 launching May 1st. Want people to donate $31 or move their bodies for 31 miles or 3.1 miles if you can't do the whole 31. We got boots all the time.
I'll give the make money. I'm not running or walking anywhere.
You're going to get $62 when the show ends from both of us.
Great.
I'll give you whatever you want. Just don't make me run. I left the 82nd Airborne for a reason. I'm done with that shit. I'm not running anywhere ever again. Even if I die, I'm just fucking not running. It's not happening.
We don't have to run. Do you swim? Cycle?
I'm not doing anything.
No,
you're lucky I'm even here. 31. Right now. Let's be real.
You're lucky Dan's alive today.
I'll take 31 shots over the course of 2 days.
2 days.
I'm not doing it in 1 day. That's too much.
16 and a half each day, right?
Yeah.
That's quick math, and that was incorrect.
Yeah, definitely correct. You're
when you drink at noon, you shouldn't throw out figures that you don't know anything about.
Tell me about this redneck triathlon on June 5th.
What is that?
Is this like Tough Mudder, but for hillbillies? Is that what this is?
Kind of. There's no athletic prowess required. It is in Aledo, Texas, and it is the Bonnell brothers who put this on. John Bonnell owns several restaurants in the Fort Worth area, and it is axe throwing and shooting clays from a toilet and flamethrowers and all sorts of crazy redneck games.
Yeah.
That'll
be awesome.
Noodling with the catfish.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good sponsors here, too. Old Smoky Moonshine. Everybody sees them around these days. They're in the mason jar. You see those.
Shit. I did an event with Old Smoky back in the day. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those guys.
Tito's is on here. Shiner again. Loophole. A lot of good companies. A lot of stuff going on there.
That's great. Is Hannah Barron coming out for that noodling thing?
No.
You know her, right?
I know of her. I do not know her personally.
She noodles for a living, it seems like.
Yeah.
She took out a friend of ours, Heather, Heather Lynn.
Heather Lynn, yes. Yeah. I saw it. She got beat up by the catfish. She got,
oh, yeah, a little
I think,
bit.
Like,
I mean,
two fingers broken or something.
Catfish are assholes, though, man.
Yeah, they're dicks, dude.
Like, catfish are assholes to reel in on a line. So somebody was like, you know what we should do is fucking use our fucking hand.
Yeah.
What? No, man. Shoot that thing in the face a bunch of times until it's dead.
Dumb.
I'm all about efficiency.
Same.
It's not about the journey for me. It is definitely about the destination. Yeah. Same. I'll shoot that thing right in the face.
Man, I don't give a fuck about the journey, man.
No. Journeys are bullshit.
Yeah. Like the alligator hunting is what I'm down for.
Yeah.
Drop in something, spin it around, and then
shoot it with a 45 in the face the next morning, and then
that's it.
Call it hunting.
Chop it up. Grill it. Let's rock. Squirrel die, my man. I'll be at your house probably June through July of 2023, just kind of chilling. I get some time off and need some fresh meat in my mouth. So are you open or what's your schedule? Do you want to pretty flexible?
I'll have you talk to my assistant. Yeah. Yeah.
And also maybe rethink the phrasing and that delivery a little bit.
Which one?
All of it.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing, yeah.
No, I'm going to – you check your sketch, dude, and I'll be up there for some squirrel dye just kind of chilling in Colorado.
That's what squirrel dye.
We can figure it out. Yeah.
Yes. You've got her with the clever nickname. Now she wants to eat squirrel dicks, too.
No, I do not. Worldwide. But you're stuck
fried
on it.
Squirrel dick.
Some dye. Because what you need is about five dye on those on a wooden stick like a kebab. It's kind of, it's more or less like a kebab.
Do you split it up with, like, the peppers and onions and
– Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't do tomatoes because that's
tomato.
Bullshit.
Yeah, tomatoes aren't real.
Whenever somebody puts a tomato on a kebab, I'm like, who the fuck are you, dude?
If it seems like a fruit or a vegetable and somebody calls it a fruit, I'm like, out. Of
yeah,
that
why would you put it on a grill? Why would you put a tomato on a grill?
Tomatoes are pointless. Let's be real. There's no nutritional value and they don't make sense.
Yeah.
Why is it all firm on the outside and all squishy on the inside? I don't like it.
Don't need it. And you don't need to grill that
shit. We're anti-tomato here. Fuck
tomatoes.
Yeah,
if we could get a boycott going on those, it'd be great.
Yeah. The 28th really Amendment to the Constitution is going to be no more tomatoes.
No more tomatoes, but I'll see you soon, man. I'm looking forward to this, too.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah, he's going to be waiting with a 6-5 Creedmoor down the just like, you'll be dialed in.
Nah.
Yeah,
I'll fit right in. I'll come up.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a pickup truck along with these boots.
So we're actually thinking, Jared and I have been talking about doing a new segment for the show where we make Ross do stuff like go through Tim Kennedy's fucking shoot house.
Ooh, that's
and his wrestling. Like
that
his
I would love
place.
To go through
we
that.
We could have quite a video of him doing some ranching.
Ranching stuff, rally car stuff. We basically, Jared and I want to slowly murder Ross.
Yeah. Well,
but we want it to be.
The life insurance policy.
The life insurance will pay off.
It's a lot,
if it's. Like if we're doing it for the show.
Yeah.
So if he dies in a rally car fire, great. Like Paul Walker, for example.
R.I.P.
We can collect that money still. Yeah. That's a lot of money for us.
Yeah, it is.
And the entertaining content of watching you burn alive is also added
bonus. It's there. It's there. But again, I'll just pop over to your house and say, I'll just give it a little rap on the door.
Yeah.
You know? And say, hey. Yeah. It's time for us to rage.
Yeah, front door. Don't try that. Side door.
Yeah. Oh, you're a back door man. Okay. No. Hey, you said it. I didn't. We're talking about Colton Underwood earlier, so it is what it is. He's up in Colorado, too.
Seriously, my first – when all the fucking apocalypse stuff starts happening soon, stopping by Sons of Liberty Gunworks.
Yep.
Picking up a couple of guns.
Yep.
And then I'm heading to his place.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But you got to earn your keep up there, dude. You know that, right?
I do and I don't, you know?
Well, you're going to find out really goddamn quickly.
Dude, as long as you have a hard seltzer coming out? Yeah. Are you a drinker?
Just keep telling the funny jokes. That's all we need.
Yeah. But we also have a hard seltzer coming out this fall, so we can get endless supplies of that. It's 8%.
That's true, yeah.
So everyone can get rocked on the ranch. At least. And low calorie. You look like a fit man.
And it's does it quench your thirst?
Goddamn
it does
right
keep you pretty high. That's why that's why I drink seltzers, to be honest, because it keeps me hydrated through the day.
Yeah.
Because we drink all goddamn day. If I drink whiskey all goddamn day, I would be dehydrated all the time.
Mess. Then you start doing shows like this.
Well, it's mostly her fault because she wouldn't shut the fuck up the whole time.
Yeah, Shelly wouldn't shut the fuck up. And I'm asking this murderer here if I can sleep over at his house and have him make me squirrel die, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a good one.
This is one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this one. This is definitely the most amount of money that's exchanged hands in one of these shows before.
Yes.
And for a great cause, too. So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that we can motivate other people to do the same.
For sure, yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you and give money to your organization.
Bootcampaign.org.
Okay, great. Go to the bootcampaign.org, and where can everybody find your meats?
Mountainprimal.com.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
God damn it, man.
That's a good name, and the logo's good, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's literally just a caveman throwing a spear.
Yeah, his name's Prometheus.
Oh, wow.
Meat. Pro Meat.
Looks a lot like me. That. Did you model it after me? Is it, was that the logo or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was, I think
sturdy
they
sturdy man like that.
They got the spear. They got the original picture from when you were at film school in NYU. Shut the fuck up.
Man, I look amazing on this. You're welcome for my licensing, obviously, and my image and all that stuff. I'll be seeing you here in a couple months. We appreciate you stopping by the show. Fire up the squirrel die, kids. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.